You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, November 13th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Americans killed in the Mediterranean. Stray bullet killed a college student. Four officers in one day. And marches across Europe. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. First, five Americans were killed in a helicopter crash Friday night after their helicopter had a, quote, mishap during a training exercise, crashed into the Eastern Mediterranean Sea. There were five Army Special Operations soldiers. Search and rescue efforts went into Saturday before being called off. The crew was part of Special Operations Forces that were sent there to be in place they needed help evacuate American citizens from Gaza. There are nine Americans that are still held hostage. A college student in Nashville, Belmont University, was walking down the street when she was hit in the head by a stray bullet. Police found the guy who fired the gun. He was shooting at another vehicle. He was most recently arrested in September, charged with felony auto theft, released on $20,000 bond, missed his court appearance, and the court issued a failure to appear warrant. That wasn't enough. The 18-year-old parent said, "There's a piece of my heart that was taken from me. You were just so loved and so missed, and we're so proud of you, and you put a lot of living into your 18 years." Four members of the LA County Sheriff's Department, one of them recently retired, all committed suicide within 24 hours in completely separate incidents. One former officer said, "It's kind of like a pressure cooker. If you don't slowly let go of that steam little by little, when it does pop, it's over because it's going to be such a big explosion." That officer who said that was one of the first officers to respond to the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando. He tried to commit suicide twice. One of the officers that did take his life was also one of the first officers at that Pulse nightclub shooting where 49 people were murdered. This other officer said that many police officers are afraid to bring up any PTSD issues for fear of getting fired, so they don't release that steam in the pressure cooker. Across the pond in Europe, it's always hard to gauge numbers, but Armistice Day was in London, the day to mark the end of World War I. 300,000 pro-Hamas or pro-Palestinian protesters marched through London. But take heart, because in Paris, 100,000 people and 100,000 more across France showed solidarity for Jews in their country and Israel in a march organized only 6 days before. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, here is a provocative question for you. If you get fed up with the USA, if you cannot live here any longer for a variety of reasons, where would you go? So if you look at the world map, you can't go to most places. They're too dangerous. You have to go to some place that would provide security and order, unless you want to put your life in danger. So the continent of Africa, for example, is out. Most of South America, much of Asia, you just can't go there. So let's run it down. Americans have a lot in common with Canadians. So living in Canada wouldn't be that much of a cultural change, although it is very cold up there despite global warming. And the opportunities are far less in Canada than they are here. Mexico, forget it. You go to Mexico, anything could happen to you at any time. How about the Caribbean? Well, again, very hot and humid for a long, long period of time. Bahamas, very close to Florida, and it has tax advantages. Bermuda, extremely expensive, nice place to live, not far away, but you got to bring a lot of money. Europe, well, maybe Ireland for me, and maybe your ethnic country for you, but Europe is not easy. So summing up, USA, probably your best bet. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Dr. Richard Mancuso, Riverview, Florida. Bill Terrera, I disagree with you, but the Republicans shot themselves in the foot with the Supreme Court ruling against Roe. To make matters worse, some red states are restricting abortion to an unreasonable degree. Well, number one, Republicans didn't have anything to do with Roe v. Wade. That was a Supreme Court thing, and politics did not enter into it, doctor, so we do have a disagreement there. I don't know about shooting anybody in the foot, but there is an element when you get into rape and incest that's unreasonable. I will agree with you there. Mike Critaro, Canastowa, New York. This country is not strong enough to do what is hard, like JFK said at Rice University in 1962. Only pain and suffering will wake people up. Bill, you might be packing your bags for Ireland. Not yet. This country, look, my own experience is I live on Long Island, which has gone red from blue. If it can happen here, the center of the media in the world and all the corruption that comes along with the media, if it can happen here, happen everywhere. Maybe not California. Lloyd, it was better that Corinne Jean-Pierre gave the answer she gave instead of the one Wisconsin native suggested. We're talking about Tlaib, I guess, because it showed her heartlessness. Pierre tried to appease both the donors to her party and her left-wing flank. You know how I feel about the spokesperson for the president. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. There is no more contentious piece of real estate on earth than the nation of Israel. For thousands of years, different religions, races, ethnic groups have battled for control of the Holy Land. Here is the complex history of Palestine. According to the Bible, the deity, that's God, promised the area to the Jewish people. In Genesis, God tells Abraham, quote, "The whole land I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you," unquote. Archaeological evidence shows Jews residing in the region since the Bronze Age. The land was then conquered by the Assyrians, Babylonians, Persians, Greeks, and eventually the Romans. In 635 AD, the Muslim army, under the command of the father-in-law to the prophet Muhammad, invaded Jerusalem. For the next few centuries, the Middle East underwent a bloody conversion to Islam. Nearly all Christians and Jews were expelled. Beginning in the 11th century, the Catholic Church launched a series of crusades to reclaim the Holy Land. They were largely unsuccessful. The Muslim Ottoman Empire assumed control until World War I. After that conflict, the League of Nations ceded the territory to England in a colonial ruling. Under British rule, thousands of Jews returned to the Middle East. Following the Second World War, the United Nations adopted Resolution 181. The proposal partitioned Palestine into two separate states, one Jewish, the other Muslim. The Arabs immediately rejected the UN plan. The Nation of Israel was formally established on May 14, 1948, and admitted to the UN as a full member 1 year later. And here's something else you might not know. Jerusalem remains the most fought-after place on earth. Since the Roman Empire, the city has been completely destroyed 3 times, attacked by foreign armies 76 times, and captured 44 times. Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.